Go ahead. You're on.
I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for January 21st, 2014 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Milner?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Mrs. Capalini will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this evening.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item two is additions to the agenda. I have no additions this evening. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to add a report on the public hearing that was held this evening.
We'll make that agenda item 10.
And that's it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Other members of council?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Oh, I'm sorry. I would like to add a resolution out of the Community Relations Committee reappointing Katie Capalini to the Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District.
We'll make that agenda item 11. Any additional items from members of city council?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Hussman?
I'd like to add a discussion regarding some sort of recognition for Eddie Boggs. I have a couple calls on that.
That's a wonderful idea. I don't think that's necessary, a committee referral. Let's just make that agenda item 12. Additional items from members of council? All right. The law director has just pointed out to me that we did receive an informational item D that we should put on the agenda concerning annexation petition 2013-5. Scheduling the hearing, or rescheduling the hearing. It was delayed due to the level 3 snow emergency. Seeing no additional items from members of city council, Mr. Sanford? Mr. Schreier? Chief Rodas? Mr. Aller? Mrs. Brining? With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of approving the agenda as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and our agenda is approved. Agenda item 4 is approval of meeting minutes from our last cold meeting on January the 6th. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the January 6th, 2014 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from January 6th, 2014 as submitted. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Though I don't see that it says on there that it was 14 degrees below zero when we came in. And the level 3 snow emergency just happened to be dropped for our meeting. I'm sure we all recall that, and there were no problems. All right. Moving on to agenda item 5. We have in your council packets a list of committee assignments and your contact information for approval. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval and ratification of committee assignments for the 2014-2015 term of council.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the committee assignments for 2014-2015 term of council. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those council committee assignments are approved. Agenda item 6. We have resolution 2-2014, and I believe we do this every year or two. This is to make an allowable designation of the clerk of council as the mayor's and city council's designee to attend training programs and seminars about the public records laws for Ohio Revised Code. We have done this in the past, though I have attended one of those seminars in the past. We also do this sometimes for emergency planning requirements. I think this is a fairly standard order of business and is appropriate for the records retention. Also, the mayor's secretary, Mrs. Bigelow, works on these processes as well. There is a commission for all documents that comes for the demolition, for the destruction of any documents. That's part of the public law as well. But I think this is appropriate, and I recommend approval of Resolution 2, 2014. Mrs. Westfall or someone?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 2-2014, a resolution designating the clerk of council as, or all members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only, a resolution designating the clerk of council as the mayor and city council's designee to attend training programs and seminars about the public records law as required by Ohio Revised Code Section 109.43, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 2, 2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Resolution Number 2-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 2, 2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 2, 2014 is approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 7. There is a report generated by the Smith Group, JJR, concerning possible alternate routes for River Trail Phase 2. Mr. Aller, will you go over this with us?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Back in November, I believe, we entered into an agreement with JJR to take a look at the different routes that had been discussed over the years. What was originally going to be the route of the river trail, a route that moves us closer to the Alva River, the 10-mile creek, but still staying on the south side, and then a route that takes us even further into the wetland area and crossing the river over to the north side much sooner than what was originally anticipated. On that front sheet, those three routes are shown, and some of the challenges, pros and cons, if you will, each of those routes is discussed in the box in the upper right. As we move further into the wetlands, of course, that's more elevated walkway. It's more wetland disturbance. More clearing, the crossing of the river is done at a location that does not make it useful, if you will, for the Flower Hospital campus itself. It's a little bit further away from the hospital, so the ability to tie their existing trail into that in some manner is lost. So that gets eliminated. Construction becomes much more difficult, obviously. The access to that area is going to be a major factor. It's going to be much more weather dependent. Just the ability to get equipment down there is going to make it much more difficult. The alternative B, which still keeps the river trail on the south side of the river but moves a large amount of the trail into the wetlands, has some of the same issues. We're moving down further into wetlands. It increases the length of elevated walkway that would be required. Both A and B are going to require additional technical work. You know, initially we had just a small amount towards the east end of the river trail that we were concerned about such things as piers and bridge supports and things like that, where the other two routes, all of that would have to be done. And because of the nature of wetlands, where you can be into, at one location have solid ground and 5 feet from there be in just pure mush, it increases the work that would be required for the geotech design part of it. So, you know, obviously, the original trail alignment is the preferred route. But we get a couple pages back, it's the cheapest route, probably not profitable, but it is the easiest route. And, you know, that's the preferred. But as you all know, we've kind of been informed that that's not preferred on the part of Flower Hospital, and they've asked us to take a look at these other routes. We gave a very preliminary look at a route that takes us around the hospital. Basically, we would connect to the existing river trail on the east side of the Room Road, run down a long Room Road around the southern end of their campus, and then back up through on their existing route. And I say preliminary, we did not go through the efforts of putting any estimates or anything together, because from a functionality standpoint, this route just really doesn't serve the purpose or the desire for a river trail. It's, you know, it would basically be a glorified bike path, if you will, along a street. The functionality, we would be crossing a minimum of 7 access points on the Flower campus, so anybody using the trail would be battling traffic coming to and leaving Flower Hospital, and just not conducive to what we thought we were trying to accomplish here. So we gave it some thought, we took a look at it, but it was a shortened look, and we did not put any cost estimates to it, just because we don't believe that it accomplishes what we're trying to do. The third page there is just some information as to, you know, that southern path, just some additional information, some of the things that we talked about, and some other considerations. But again, I didn't have the consultant spend a whole lot of time on that. That'll turn to. We get to the last page of the document. And that's where we see how these changes affect the cost of the project. You can see that the original design, all of these figures have been updated using current cost figures. They use some of the numbers that we had from the first phase of the river trail, applied some minor inflation factors to them. And then on items on the future phases that weren't covered, they used similar projects that they worked on and used actual construction. So you can see that our original design appears, I'm just going to use round numbers, but we're at about $1.5 million for that original design. If you take a look at the route, alternative B, where we stay on that southern side of the river longer, and still keep it crossing at the same location, we're up to about 2.65. And then finally, if you take a look at alternative A, where we're crossing the river much sooner and getting further away from the existing Flower campus, that takes us up to about 2.9. So, you know, we've gone from a $1.5 million project to a potential of a $2.9 million project, depending on what route is ultimately decided on. And I won't go, unless you have any questions, I won't go through each of those line items individually, but if you have any questions as to why some numbers have increased, decreased, or what, you know, between the two alternatives, I can certainly explain that. But unless you'd like me to, I won't go into that.
For clarification, Kevin, the numbers for the original design alignment have been updated to current estimates.
That's correct.
So that's why it's gone from 1.1 to 1.467 million. JJR is the, came up with this alternative B, and there was some insight in that that I didn't have until I saw this report. If you look at the map that's on the front of this packet, the path is allowed to be much closer to the river and still be out of the floodway, as opposed to the alternative A, where you wouldn't, you're way away from the river. It's a far more pleasing route, I think, and a little bit shorter and a little less expensive. It at least has the benefit of being able to overlook the river as you're moving along.
Correct.
And that just happens to be the location of the river within the floodway. So that's good insight that I don't think we had before we had this report.
The other thing, there's an embankment behind the hospice that would hide or screen the river trail from the hospice. It's a raised embankment factor.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even see.
Yeah, Mike, to that point, several of us spent several afternoons out walking this site with representatives of Flower and ProMedica, and this really does reflect what I think they, at the time, considered to be their preference. It is out of sight, but it is about as far back from the hospice as they would expect. They would expect us to do so. It's pretty consistent with, I think, some of the conversation we've had.
You're talking about B.
B.
Yeah.
Right.
Plus, it allows access for the employees to the.
Yeah, and
trail,
I mean. Right. And clearly it's $250,000 cheaper, which is not inconsiderate. Kevin, a question for you. At one point we need to have some approvals from the Corps of Engineers. Do these reflect your conversations with the Corps?
Yes. Yeah, the main concern with the Corps, the original design where the bridge location was further to the east, they had already been consulted and had approved that location. And timing the assessment will have to go through that process again, but that obviously would be much quicker and much easier.
And there's reasons they would support.
Yes. Yes. And then the for alternative A, initially alternative A had actually included two different options, if you will. And in discussions with the Corps, what you see on the sheet here is what they would say they would approve. The other method of crossing the river, they were not pleased with, not as inclined to approve that, because we were in the floodway at an angle that doesn't work with the existing topography of the outer river. So. This second route here was what they indicated that they would prefer. So,
B. You say second.
Excuse me. The alternative A option that you see on the page is what the Corps indicated that they would accept.
We had two A options.
Yeah, we had two A options that don't, the other one doesn't show on this paper, but we had two A options that we presented and discussed with the Corps, and what you see on the sheet is the one that they said that they could approve. The other one, they said they didn't really like that. So, I don't want to confuse them, but I did there. Didn't express that very well.
So what you're saying is what we see here is what the Corps, that is something that would be allowed?
Either what you see on the paper, the Corps would approve either alternative A or alternative B.
Right.
We have eliminated the option that they would not consider. So,
yeah, it seems to me with alternative A here, it's you're way off the river. I just don't see the value of that one.
I'm going to ask a silly question. I noticed we run the joint alternative A and B area, even that is in the wetland there. Was there any thought of maybe extending, using the original trail line a little further, or Flower just wasn't interested in that at all?
We get to a point, that may be a possibility when we get to the final design.
Because I assume that would save us some costs.
We may be able to stay. The one thing that becomes a bit of a problem is if you stay up top for too long,
yeah,
and then you're breaking down hard then to get down to that
line
of ground.
Uh-huh.
And then the slope of your walkways won't. They can only be at a certain slope for ADA requirements. So
okay.
We go from being up and we have to get down quick, and we may not, that's going to be the control.
Right, got it.
We will pursue that, and I think that's going to take a walking the path with Flower representatives and standing there and them saying, that's all right or it isn't.
Right.
So I guess a question for Mr. Aller, the mayor, Mary, is how do we want to proceed with this?
I think the next step is to continue pursuing grant funding and possible ProMedica or Flower Hospital assistance with this project to help make up the cost difference, which if you go with the alternative B is $1.2 million from what the one not in the floodplain was. We have been pursuing funding for grant money. You may have read in the newspaper a couple weeks ago, we were included in the Toledo Area Chamber of Commerce's white paper in the amount of $300,000 recommendation, and I have assurances from our representative, Barbara Sears, that she will do everything she can to keep that in the state capital improvement budget. We were kind of an odd number in there. If you notice, they were all for much larger projects, mostly inside the city of Toledo. We were able to keep that in there with her support and with Senator Randy Gardner's support. So I was pleased that was in there, but it did not meet the editorial recommendations of the Toledo Blade. They were more in favor of the downtown Mudville and things like that, but we slipped in there, so we're fine.
Good. I assume that this has not been shared with Flower at this point?
I don't believe so.
I guess I'd like to suggest that maybe as one of the first steps, Mr. Mayor, we reconvene with them. I'm gratified that they have gotten to a point where I think they have acknowledged that they will help us find some funding. I made that as conditional as I could, but
we need their help too.
We do.
One, to come forward with their own dollars, and two, to fulfill the promise they made to help us pursue other grant funds that we may not
right.
be aware of.
Exactly. So I'd like to encourage us to the meetings with Flower have been very cordial recently. I think that this would be an appropriate next step. And then maybe after that meeting, and as you do some discovery in terms of other funding, we maybe schedule in February or so a economic development subcommittee meeting to help maybe explain this to the community, maybe have a little community involvement at that point, just to sort of make our citizens aware that this project is moving forward and is still alive.
Mark, your intention on that was after we've had the meeting with
Flower? Yeah, I think out of a courtesy, we ought to, right. No, I think we should do that in the near term.
Administration doesn't feel any action is needed from council at this time. We were reporting back to you.
Yeah, no, and I applaud this. This is exactly what Mr. Aller said he was going to do. He brought it in on time. I'm assuming he brought it in on budget, the actual engineering.
Under contract to be within budget.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I applaud the administration for keeping it moving, and I think this is a good place.
Are you recommending the administration share this with Flower prior to the Flower meeting that's coming up that's already scheduled, or just take it to that meeting?
I think they have an agenda for that meeting, so I would encourage a separate meeting.
All right, we'll do that. Thank you, Mr. Aller, for your efforts. on that, that study. All right, I think we're ready to move on to agenda item number 8, which is committee reports. Are there any committee reports to be made at this time? Committee referrals is agenda item 9, and we do have one listed on here. That's to set the Economic Development Subcommittee meeting officially for the meeting that's been preliminary scheduled for February 3rd, prior to our next council meeting at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, could I just have a minute to provide some background about what that might be? This was really developed out of our interest in having the Economic Development Subcommittee meeting, subcommittee look at the parking issues. I've had some conversations with Mr. Sanford and a few other folks, Mr. Moan, about that. And it strikes me that maybe the most effective way to handle this would be to break the discussion into two parts. We haven't really had an update or a briefing on parking for a while. There's quite a bit of information that we can access, the various parking studies that have been done over the last couple of years. I think there's some issues related to deeds and ownership of property that Leslie could help us think about. I know that Mr. Sanford has been doing some informal polling of some of our downtown businesses about their thoughts about parking. And it struck me that maybe the best first step would be to have an hour where we simply bring ourselves up to speed with the facts. And so in that regard, my thought would be that the February 3rd meeting would be that we certainly public could attend, but it wouldn't necessarily be designed as a public involvement meeting. And we have Mr. Sanford and Leslie and Cheryl from JJR come down and present, let us ask questions and sort of get ourselves all on the same page in terms of what the facts are. And then I would encourage us maybe 3-4 weeks after that to have a more of a public discussion about maybe what directions we want to go. So this is really intended to be the first of two meetings of the Economic Development Subcommittee meeting. We've suggested the third only because Cheryl and Leslie and Bill are all available that night, and there was nothing else on the calendar. So I guess I'd like to encourage us to schedule a meeting.
Your approach sounds perfect in the meeting, and that's a great day.
Good. Okay. Do you need it?
6:30 that day.
Yeah. Do you need a motion or anything for that? I'd like to move that we schedule an Economic Development Subcommittee meeting for the purpose of downtown parking discussion for 6:30 p.m. on February 3rd.
Second. Moved and seconded to set that Economic Development Subcommittee meeting on February 3rd, 6:30 p.m. in these council chambers. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and it'll be posted as such.
Thank you.
We have a council meeting on that.
We do. 7:30. It'd be in advance of the council meeting.
Are there any other committee referrals to be made at this time? If not, we'll move on to added agenda item 10, which is a report on the public hearing tonight for zoning application 5-2013. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We had a public hearing this evening with all members of council present, as well as many members of administration. We did have some public participation. The public hearing was really to get public comment on proposed zoning ordinance amendment ZA5-2013, representing a zoning change for 7510 West Sylvania Avenue from M2 heavy industrial to B2 general business. We did have two people speak in favor of it. We did not have anyone speak against this change. There were some lots of discussion among council members, and out of that discussion, there was a recommendation that we add to the affidavit that's been prepared a right only in and out off of Sylvania Avenue, and that we ask that legislation be prepared by administration for our next meeting. Do I have a formal motion for legislation or anything? Mm-hmm. So I would move that we make that change in the affidavit, mm-hmm. as well as have legislation prepared for our next meeting.
Second. Moved and seconded to make some changes to the existing affidavit for this project and prepare legislation for the zoning approval. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. And we will address that and have, hopefully have everything ready for you at our next meeting on February the 3rd. Moving on to added agenda item 11. We have in front of you Resolution 3, 2014, distributed this evening to reappoint KB Kapalini, City Council Representative to the SHR Tour. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I think we have agreement that a reappointment is appropriate here. Katie wants to do it, and I think we want her to. So I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 3, 2014. Copies have been previously provided to members of council, therefore I'll read by title only. Reappointing KB Kapalini to the Board of Trustees of Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, or SAJAR, she being a member of the council of this appointing political subdivision, for the full calendar year of 2014, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 3, 2014 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Final passage.
The final passage of Resolution Number 3, 2014.
Second.
It's been seconded for final passage of Resolution 3, 2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Resolution 3, 2014 is approved. Moving on to added agenda item 12, a discussion about perhaps some recognition for the recently deceased Eddie Boggs. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I received a phone call from Judy Young, who lives near me, and she mentioned that she thought, she had heard from several folks that the city should do something in his honor, and I agree with her. I don't know what it is, what she, the person suggested to, one person suggested to her is at the park at Maplewood, where the Fall Festival, where...
You mean downtown Pocket Park?
Yeah, that be...
She didn't recommend changing the name of the street right over here.
Judy Young. I could get, I could contact her about that, but I don't think that was it, no. No, she was thinking of the park where, since that's where Eddie, for so many years, led the Fall Festival, and...
Including this year?
Yes, yes, yeah. So I don't know, I mean, that's just one option. I don't know that that has to be or should be, but that was one suggestion.
Should get somebody, Mr. Lukey?
Yeah.
Mark, you have a chance. I know that you helped handle this sort of thing in the past. This was an early council...
My first assignment as a new council member was to work with Mrs. Sears on a policy for naming various city streets and properties after individuals.
The only thing I can say about Mrs. Young's recommendation is the city does not own that park. We lease it and could lose title, we could lose access to it at some point.
That's a good point.
But it is an appropriate recognition if the city, if it continues.
I have a file, and I didn't know this was going to be an agenda, and I could have brought it, but I think there's a fairly clear-cut process, not a terribly burdensome one to do this.
Maybe we ought to refer this to community relations.
Is that where it goes, to community relations? I think that's appropriate, and I certainly support recognition for Mr. Boggs.
Maybe, I think we want to be timely about this. Do we want to schedule a quick community relations committee to talk about this maybe next week? Maybe for next week? Well, we have this for the council, we just schedule it.
6:30.
Sandy is on there, so...
Could we do it in a half an hour?
Sure.
And do it on February 3rd?
At 6 o'clock. Perfect. That works. Yep. So do you need a motion to schedule a community relations committee meeting for the purpose of an appropriate memorial tribute for Eddie Vibes at 6 o'clock on Monday the 3rd?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to set a community relations committee meeting to consider Eddie Vibes recognition Monday, February the 3rd at 6 p.m. in council chambers. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is directed to post that special, that committee meeting. Thank you, Mrs. Hussman, for bringing that to our attention. With that, we've come to the end of our scheduled agenda. There is a notice for a Toledo Regional Chamber of Commerce networking meeting that I'm sure you all have a copy of in your packets. It's information item A. They say in the next to last paragraph, it's a breakfast for mayors, county commissioners, state representatives, or senators. As their guest, I am planning to attend. And it says they're offering complimentary ticket to one member of council. I'm sure you can all attend, but they might charge you for your breakfast. So I invite you all to come. This is down at the Hotel UTMC. Just let clerk of council, Mrs. Sharon, let you know. It is a good place to network with other, with your peers and others. And if there's no additional business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, February the 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Thank you, Natalie, for attending.